And a happy Friday, mainly because it is Friday. It's time for Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outreach Biologist here on Farm Talk, brought to you by Dakota Cat. All righty, Doug.
Doug O'Leary.
Doug O'Leary, hey.
On
the Ides of March.
Oh, is it to that too?
Yeah.
Et tu, Mika?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, no, I'm the kind of an Ides of March kind of a person, and you're Doug O'Leary.
Doug O'Leary, but I've got there's nothing even Irish about me. The Ides of March. Now, is that a Romeo and Juliet reference? Is that where that came from?
Could be. I don't know. I guess we... I think it goes back prior to that, some type of Roman type thing.
So now you're going to blame the Romans on this one too, huh?
Yeah, but it's the 15th of March. The Ides is the way it's spelled, and it doesn't happen every month, but it's more than just March on the Ides of. So I'm not sure exactly what the deal is, and while I am stammering and stuttering, you are
looking
it up.
I'm doing the Google. I mean, we can be all honest here.
Sure.
I see people do that at the cafe and the gas station. They get into a discussion about something, and somebody whips out the phone and says, well, you've got it sitting here,
yeah,
so you might as well.
Plus,
so,
12 down in the crossword puzzle, which is a six-letter word for, well, you just Google it.
Everybody knows that we don't script any of this. We just kind of come in because we're neighbors and we're friends, and
yep,
we've been doing this for... Have we been doing this for almost 10 years?
11.
So we have been doing it for almost 10 years.
Yes, correct. Just as close as you can get.
11 years?
How about that? Happy anniversary,
yeah,
too, by the way.
That's 77 in dog years, then.
Yeah, pretty much, and feels like it.
Yeah, which is why we can just sit down and start visiting about stuff. But when you talk about, you know, like Googling things, now... In some of these snow days that we've been having, on top of snow days that we've been having,
yeah,
is that the family's been breaking out the old Scrabble game.
Sure.
And the unfortunate thing is, they've got a little laptop that sits at the end of the...
Uh-oh.
And they'll look, is that a word?
Verify or not verify?
Well,
immediately.
And, you know, there used to be like some discussion, well, that's not a word, and that's not a word. And now, you know, you just come up with a combination of letters, and if you type it into Google... It comes up with, you know, a township in Antarctica.
Uh-huh,
you know, you
sure
just put any kind of combination of letters together,
yeah,
and invariably it's a word. So Scrabble has taken on a whole new, unfortunately. So going back to the Ides of March, as you so accurately assessed, goes back to the date of the assassination of Julius Caesar.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which was obviously a turning point in the Roman history on, I don't think... In March 15th of 44 BC, evidently. Again,
okay,
that's the quick wiki. So that's why beware the Ides of March.
Beware the Ides of March. But the Ides of June are, that doesn't exist.
No, so, no, the Ides of June. But I do say, and I use that a lot this winter in terms of the outdoors, is like, if we can have a dog days of summer,
mm-hmm,
we can have a dog days of winter. And it's not like a calendar date. It's more about... Okay, you get into, you know, this time of year where we're at right now, and you go, okay, people have been ice fishing all winter long. We still have decent ice. I mean, mm-hmm, a lot of people the last couple of weeks with the continuous, you know, snow and weather systems that were rolling through, and people just shrugged their shoulders like, well, I've been ice fishing since December, and mm-hmm, I mean, it's been great. It's been fun, but... You know, they're kind of...
I'm getting bored with it now.
Right, right.
But plus, I would assume that in part of the eastern areas, especially western Minnesota, eastern South Dakota, where we've got an inch or more of rain, even the slush that fell earlier, Wednesday night, Thursday, that it ain't fun being on the ice right now.
No, and that goes back to kind of like the dog days of winter is not, you know, slapped onto the calendar, because I can remember... The conditions that you're talking about that you so aptly described is when you get the slush and you get the mush and the stuff that's out there. I remember 2016, it was the middle of February.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually a little bit hesitant going out on the ice because it was slushy. And not that you lose 3 feet of ice in a matter of a couple of weeks, but it just makes access so much more difficult when you're using, you know, the old traditional four-wheel drive pickup truck, is access becomes more difficult. And, you know, that's happening now in North Dakota. Actually, today, March 15th, is today March 15th? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Friday, March 15th is the deadline to remove permanent ice shelters.
Uh-oh. So we got till midnight, was what you're saying. Yeah, not till sunset. We got till midnight.
Right. And here's the other out that you have. And I think the northern stretches of Minnesota staggers it. Their first deadline in the southern half was like March 4th. And then it advanced up to the center portion like earlier this week, March 11th.
Yeah.
And South Dakota, I think they had slid theirs to March 10th. So you have variable dates.
Lake of the Woods is Memorial Day. No, just kidding.
Right, right.
Just kidding.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I think I saw a meme this week is that North Dakota Game and Fish asking ice fishermen to please have their ice shelters removed in time for the 4th of July boat parade.
Right. Yes, we laugh about it because it's kind of true this year. This year has been really poor. So with the... Okay, we got to get the permanent ice shelters off the ice by midnight tonight.
Right, but that doesn't mean you can no longer use them. It just means they can't be out there unattended. So if there's still some people that might have the sleeper, the sleeper ice castle that might be out there in some place, and again, to just say that, the conditions are bad in spot X. You might have better conditions in Williston. You might have better conditions someplace by Wahpeton or Water. I mean, I can't put a blanket across the entire Midwest. It's a big blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Just can't. Somebody's toes are going to be sticking out. Somebody's toes will be sticking out. So what we do in North Dakota is we still allow fishing. You could be fishing at midnight tonight in your ice castle, mm-hmm. but you can't leave it out there unattended. You can go out there, Friday through Sunday, if you're going to stay out there. You can go back out there on Monday. You can take your portables. You can take it out there. You can use those for shelter. You just can't leave them out there unattended. And then, I mean, the reality of it is we're going to have, again, probably 2 feet of ice, 3 feet of ice for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
But the conditions are just more than likely going to continue to deteriorate from where we're at today, moving forward, Mick.
So the governor and the legislature and the enforcement officials are doing you a favor by saying, get that, bring the chainsaw, the pickaxe, and the actual hatchet, and get that thing off there today.
I need to put you on like a conference call on a speakerphone for some people because you hit the nail on the head. It's like we're not out there. Writing tickets at 12:01.
Mm-hmm.
This, as you said, for some people, we've been telling people for the last couple of weeks that, hey, you don't want to wait until March 15th to remove it. You've got a lot of money invested in that. And the longer you wait, the harder it's going to get. And we do. I mean, we do that for the benefit of the anglers that are using those. Then the other side of it is, I mean, just think if everybody, and I know that's a pretty broad statement, but if there was no deadline and there were no repercussions for people, I've seen people use and remove legally those big old water tanks,
mm-hmm.
250, 300 gallon water tanks. They'll cut a little side hole in that and sit inside. It blocks the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever been in almost enclosed plastic and the sun shines in,
you're good.
It warms up very nicely.
Yeah, yeah.
So we do not. I've seen people use old school buses.
Mm-hmm.
They'll drag that out. Now, if you're going to leave it unattended, it has to be made out of floatable materials. If you're going to use it for the day, if you put that old school bus on skis and you pull it off the lake, we don't tell you that you can't use this and you can't use that. But if you're going to leave it unattended, it has to be made of floatable materials. Now, if we didn't have these regulations in place and everybody was using old scrap metal, mm-hmm. and old water tanks that they didn't care about, and they left them out there. Just think of come May when, no, we're not going to have ice out in May. Well, we might have ice out in May. When we do get ice out, what would that lake, reservoir, slough, what would that look like with all that debris out there, Mick?
It would be ugly, and the water quality would go way down because it would be rusty.
Yeah. I mean, and so when you take a step back and realize that, from North Dakota Game and Fish or Minnesota DNR or South Dakota Game, Fish and Parks, I mean, the dates that are put on there aren't so that people can go out there and fill up their ticket book on the day after it. It's, and again, there's some years, like I referenced 2016 if you would have left your ice shelter out there until the deadline, mm-hmm. You would have needed a life jacket to go out there and find the thing.
Correct.
Because we did have early onset of open water. So, I mean, the other backside of that is our spearfishing season closes down today, March 15th in North Dakota.
Bummer.
And then, but our fishing season continues on. Mm-hmm. You can still go out there, go sit on the 5-gallon pail when the sun comes out and enjoy a little bit more ice fishing.
And this sun is strong. This sun is powerful as the wind was yesterday. The sun higher in the sky really does a number on the ice, the slush, and whatever is on the roadway.
Well, and there's something to be said for, you know, once we get past, you know, the extreme cold and the snow, it's like sitting on a 5-gallon pail, ice fishing on the backside of March, sometimes even if the fish aren't biting, got that sun beating down you on, can be more enjoyable than ice fishing in the middle of January.
You got that right. Sitting out there in the sun,
yes.
Soaking up the rays.
Yes,
already.
Indeed.
Okay, North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outreach Biologist Doug Lear on the Ides of March here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio talking about fishing. The geese, snow geese haven't shown up yet.
Not here. But they, you know what? We can talk about some of the waterfowl, some of the snow geese. The snow goose season is open. When are they going to get here? I'm not going to tell you the day because I don't know, but we can talk about it definitely.
And that's an issue not even affecting us. I mean, the same issue is affecting the Platte River in Nebraska, sandhill cranes. They're not there yet. All the big watching that happens in the middle of March, it's not happening.
Everything's on pause.
Yeah.
No fast forward yet.
All right. And summer ain't here either. So, all righty. We are going to take a break, come back, and talk about all the opportunities you do have to do something outdoors this weekend with Doug Lear. Next on Farm Talk.